It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Would you be interested?
I don't think so.
Did they just play us in? Who's your agent?
Is he vigorous?
He's not vigorous.
You bet your ass!
I know I'm on the radio, you sons of bitches.
What?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for our final buzz of the afternoon. You can get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. You've heard me talk about it all day. I'm talking, of course, about Hogfest 2008.
Of course.
Talked about it with a little more zeal the early part of the show, but that, of course, was because I was full of biscuits. But CK, our illustrious program director, here at the radio station, you know, if you give me that record to talk up, I can do it. I can get,
I get excited
about it. All right. That record gets me stoked, man.
Rightly so.
But CK came up with a great idea, which I will give him full credit for Hogfest 2008, Biker Friday.
Yes.
When you come down here with your Harleys, I urge all bikers to come down. Mm-hmm. CK thinks, and I agree, that it would be an absolutely wonderful idea to add one more feature for this incredible day. Something that will make the event just a little bit more special.
Well, what would that be?
Yeah,
on
Mike.
Friday, one guy wins a date with Beth Ann McBride.
Get your motor running.
Beth Ann, get your sweet ass in here.
Looking for adventure.
I think it'd be a wonderful idea, don't you?
Win a date with Beth Ann.
Yes, win a date with Beth Ann McBride.
Why must it just be one guy?
And the whole damn team. What do you think? That was what CK said. You can thank me later for it.
Beth Ann, have you ever traveled by train?
Could I pick the person to go on a date with you?
And I would trust you.
I would be kind to you. I would look at your face and I would know. And if you gave me if you looked at me and you went like that, I'd know. Please don't. He's a psycho killer. Psycho killer. Run, run, run away.
I trust you.
Is that the right lyric?
Yes.
You know what's great about Beth Ann?
It is
guaranteed second base.
Talking.
That's it. So another
GSB. That's what
another
I've always
cherry
said.
On the sundae
there
is
you go.
So to speak. Some biker.
Hey, I get it.
Some biker will walk away with the hand of Beth Ann McBride in marriage. No, so come on down to Hogfest 2008. Just another thing to
Do
make it special.
We have to go on the date that night.
No.
Good.
Absolutely
no,
not.
You're going to be sleepy.
No, you'll be exhausted. You're going to be here at the crack of dawn because the guy's coming. Why is the guy getting here so early with the barbecue? Is he cooking it all day?
He's got a smoker.
Slow cooking.
Yeah. Is he slow cooking like a hog?
No, not a whole hog.
But he's like like pork?
Yeah.
Oh, that means we'll have lots of engineers here that day.
It should be fun. Hogfest 2008 all starts this coming Friday at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Some lucky biker will win a date with Beth Ann McBride.
Get lucky. Hey.
And make sure you put that on the card with the Hooters girls, okay?
The Hooters
Please
girls.
Put that on there because I think it'll be fun. It's going to be part of the deal.
Win a date with
Beth. It's looking now. You know, I'm saying we're going to go in and out of the building. It's looking like we're going to be spending more and more time out there.
The whole thing.
So bring your bike down. Have a good old time. And Beth Ann, you're going to love every single minute of it. I promise you.
No double clutching.
And thank you to Chris for a fabulous idea. Win a date with Beth Ann McBride.
For him, that's all strategy. That's just keeping her away from him.
It is. It's strategy. He is delighted. Let's get our final buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, the one, the only, Buzz Burbank.
Why, thank you, Mike. When vigilante groups appear, what could possibly go wrong?
Oh, dear, Wendell.
The Minuteman movement, remember them?
I do.
Bands of U.S. citizens patrolling the Mexican border for illegal immigrants.
I remember those guys. They all had handlebar mustaches.
Well, they're folding up their tents and going home, they are.
Okay.
Bye. This We Don't Need No Stinking Badges movement actually began to crumble a year and a half ago, and since then, one by one, more than 20 of these chapters have folded.
They fancied themselves Revolutionary War soldiers.
It's sort of, yes.
Minutemen.
Mm-hmm.
Minute men.
But they all seem to be guys that really seriously look like Wilford Brimley.
Well, they're all out west.
I saw one guy that was just like, if they come over here, we're going to take the law into our own hands. And they never catch anybody.
No, of course not.
Just like Yosemite Sam.
They're the guys that had the big antennas on the back of their trucks and stuff and walkie-talkies, mm-hmm. and they'd never see anybody because they didn't know what they were doing.
Ironically, that's Carrie's nickname for me.
What's that?
Minuteman.
Atta boy, stud.
The head of the Minuteman movement, Jim Gilchrist, doesn't blame the lack of a clear government policy on immigration.
Him,
because he's the head of the movement, right? Mike.
He mostly blames the infighting between the various vigilante groups themselves.
Oh, they're crabby.
Head of the movement.
They have, according to Gilchrist, and I quote, lost the battle.
Oh, that's a shame.
They're waving the white flag at this point.
Okay. Well, when he says that, he probably thinks they can still win the war, though.
So now you're talking about no Minutemen.
Right.
And really no fence down there.
Right.
So come on in.
Exactly.
Good timing.
This is what I'm saying.
Right.
Do they think we should squish the beehive?
Don't interrupt me, Richard.
President Bush is apparently taking a mulligan on his recent claim about giving up golf for the troops.
Oh, no. Now, you can't say that and then play.
Well, he did, as he said, stop playing in 2003. That much is true. It was just a couple of months later than he claimed it was. A couple of months after.
Stain.
It's a stain.
After he was supposedly told by an advisor about some more U.S. soldier deaths. A couple of months after that.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
CBS
News. Good luck.
Has this documented.
Stain in chief.
Close, by the way, doesn't count in golf.
When is the election?
Not soon enough.
When's the inauguration?
January 20th.
God.
The guy on the cover of this week's Parade magazine has a plan that's so good at taking care of our post-9/11 soldiers, there's no way the president can veto it.
You read that, don't you, you old queen?
Parade magazine. I love Personality Parade. I love In Step with James Brady.
There's your proof.
Howard Hughes. And also Marilyn Vos Savant. Oh, she's got the highest IQ of anybody.
Go buy a ceramic plate.
Democratic Virginia Senator Jim Webb. That's the guy on the cover.
Yep.
A military man who's being eyed as a vice presidential candidate wants to increase benefits for our present-day veterans.
Good.
And although Republicans won't like a surtax on the wealthy to pay this $52 billion plan, they dare not kill it, even though they say it'll hurt small business. That's why some Republicans are actually supporting Webb's proposal, or as it's being called, the new GI Bill.
Saw him with Mr. Russert, with the big-headed Mr. Russert over the weekend. Our great senator from Virginia did a nice job. I liked listening to him. He's a smart guy.
I know that we already had the Robb Report, but one more thing I wanted to mention that Julia said this morning when she saw Tim Russert on the Today Show.
Uh-huh.
She said, "Daddy, who's that?" I said, "That's Tim Russert." She says, "Tim Russert is ugly."
one woman's opinion.
Good. I like that. Hey, Julia, this is for you. There's a rim shot. No, I saw, you know what I found out about Jim Webb, Senator from Virginia?
What's that?
Three tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, well, military guy, makes
two
sense.
Two of which he said he could show on national TV. So that means he's got one, probably NDAs.
He's now,
you were a Webb supporter when he was.
I was, a long time ago. I mean, right when he started his campaign.
Do you think he would be a viable choice for VP?
For Obama?
Let me tell you why. No, you got to get, he's been a senator for a very short time. You need a guy to come
seasoning?
In. That's, yeah, just a little bit more seasoning. I think he'd be fantastic down the road. But I think if you're talking about a winning ticket, you got to have one guy that's a little bit more of a graybeard.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. No, I love Jim Webb, though.
Yeah, a lot of people do, and I think he is being considered seriously. And I think also that's one of the reasons you're seeing him on the cover of Parade magazine, is this profiling and preparing him to possibly be a vice presidential candidate.
I'm hoping that Barack Obama gets Bob Barr out of the Libertarian Party and we get to Congressman Barr on the ticket.
That'd be good.
Good luck.
Because he ate the cheese that, Borat made, his wife, with the tea.
Lawmakers, of course, who vote against Senator Webb's proposal are voting against our troops.
Yep.
It's probably mostly good to be Bill Clinton, but there are days. One of those days was yesterday at a Methodist church in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
What did he do?
He didn't do anything, just sat there, because the question being posed from the pulpit that day, how is your commitment level in your marriage this morning? Well, look who's here.
My God.
How was that?
Bill. You know those commercials?
Yeah.
You know, where you're embarrassed, like he goes into the medicine cabinet?
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly how, where you want to get away?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Want to get away.
He does an airline, Southwest.
How's your commitment level?
That was the preacher's question.
For Christ's sake, let me see the sermon before I go there.
Yeah.
My voice sounds worse than it's ever sounded before.
Well, you've been campaigning a lot.
I know, I've been on the campaign trail.
Do you think she has a shot?
I think the end of the line has come.
You know what we found out today?
Now she will refocus her energy in what she does best when she's not campaigning.
Which is what?
Torturing me.
Yeah. You know what we found out today?
What'd you find out?
Desi Arnaz had sex with Cesar Romero.
I love both of them. So take care.
Mr. President. Well, the Reverend, while Bill sat there, went on about the sins of adultery and lust. Bill stared straight ahead as the minister used the words cheating on your partner.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme.
Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, I bet. That's nasty stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. That's hockey organ.
And yet.
I was looking for this organ. Would you love to hear that in church?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It'd be a lot of fun. We kind of changed the way things were,
Sure would.
Almighty God.
Sacramento right. wine.
I was looking for this one.
Pretty.
And in spite of it all, Bill is Bill, and he cheerfully shook hands with churchgoers after the service.
How are you?
Perhaps as though the minister was talking about somebody else.
That's what he does.
Did the minister ever point at him?
Not directly, no. Good.
You should raise your level of commitment, Mr. Whitehair.
How are you?
Now, it was a much easier, keep your hand on the doorknob, it was a much easier Sunday for John McCain.
Okay.
Even as he reveled in his successful Gaydar joke from Saturday Night Live. Oh, hello, Mr. McCain.
What do you think now, Smartash?
Well, I thought your appearance actually was pretty good.
I thought I was incredible on Saturday Night Live,
and
now
right.
I'm young and hip, and I made fun of the fact that I was old.
Not get crazy.
Yeah, I'll get crazy on your ass.
There was half a problem on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, there's half a problem. What's that?
You kind of looked to the left of the camera. You couldn't quite find your camera.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm giving both of you tattoos for Christmas.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, with my new John McCain branding iron.
Can we show them on TV?
Yes, you can, especially after I get you to bend over.
Stop it.
You queens.
So long,
Pops. He's so angry.
He is.
Because while Bill Clinton might have been squirming in a pew, the head of the Republican Party in Georgia was comparing John McCain to Jesus Christ, quoting Sue Everhart, "John McCain is kind of like Jesus Christ on the cross. He never denounced God either."
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
She was praising McCain for never denouncing the United States, even while he was being tortured in Vietnam.
You know, I did watch McCain on Saturday Night Live, and he did have the wandering eye.
Yeah, he doesn't know where to look.
I'm not sure where that eye was going, but it was a little strange. But also, extremely funny.
Yeah,
everything he did was
the
funny.
The writing was very good.
Right, very good.
They wrote funny stuff for him.
Mm-hmm.
The National Rifle Association opened its annual gathering in Louisville, Kentucky on Friday. Which leads us to a story I like to call the day the NRA banned guns. And we'll have that story when we return.
Oh, that was tricky. You caught me by surprise.
Me too.
The NRA just up the street.
Yeah, It is. Right up there, right off 60 and 6.
Win a date with Beth Ann.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.